This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, our series, the Medina Arabic Syllabus, Walhamdulillah, we are currently in volume 3, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, and in this majlis, this sitting, this lesson, this dars, we will begin with lesson number 15, Walhamdulillah, Ad-Darsul Khamisa Ashara, excellent. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, question, why are you studying the Arabic language? وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily the reminder benefits the believers. Why are you studying the Arabic language? Why are we teaching the Arabic language? Because, يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ, the jawab, the illah, the reason is because it is the language of al-Islam. Lughatul Islam, يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. It's the language of the noble Qur'an. It's the language of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the language of the Sahaba, the language of the Tabi'een, the language of the great Imams, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. You are on Hajj, you are on Umrah, etc. You find Muslims from around the globe together there, walhamdulillah. Unity of purpose, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. How do we communicate with one another? Well, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the language of Arabic is supposed to be the means of communication, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. You find during Hajj, subhanAllah, this Haji from Nigeria, this Haji from Niger, another one from Malaysia, another one from the Indonesian islands, etc. And they all come together, different languages. How do we communicate? Many a times they have learnt Arabic in their madrasas. They have learnt Arabic in their schools. And so the common denominator there in terms of communication is the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Unfortunately, many, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah, have a very, very good educational system, speak English fluently, walhamdulillah. But unfortunately, when it comes to understanding the Arabic language, that's where they lack. Example, our community, we can read the Quran, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Many hufaz of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala memorized it from cover to cover. But understanding, then there is a deficiency, and bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we are trying to fill the gap, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Ad-Darsul Khamisa Ashara, lesson number 15. What will we be covering in this lesson? We will continue with the Adawat Ash-Shart, the sentences, conditional sentences, and the Jawab of the Shart. So there's a condition, and there's the jawab of that condition. If you say hello, then I will give you such and such. If you pray your salah, then you will get X, Y, and Z. If you prepare, then you will pass. So there's a condition and there's a response to that condition. There's an answer to that condition. There's the jawab of the shart. Walhamdulillah. In this majlis, we will learn about some of those conditional words. Example, ma here, generally we know it means who or it means what. But when it comes to the conditional type of sentences, it would be used and translated probably as whatever. That's probably more appropriate, whatever. Similarly with regards to man. Man is who, but in these sentences it would be whoever. Mata, when. In these sentences, whenever, aina, where. In these sentences, wherever. Then we also find ayyu. Ayyu means which. Whichever in these type of sentences. Mahma. Mahma means whatever. As we will discuss bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. An example. In tazhab, azhab. In tazhab, azhab. If you go, I will go. So in is one of those adat of shart. It means if. In tazhab, if you go, then what? Azhab, I will go. So we find, subhanallah, that this in, it is one of the adat of jazm. And it makes jazm of two verbs. In tazhab is majzum. It's got a sukoon on it. Why? Because it is the shart of this. It comes after this in. In tazhab. In tazhab. Then what? What's the jawab shart? Azhab. In tazhab. Azhab. Both of them are majzoom because of the in. Both of them have the sukoon because of the in. Walhamdulillah. We will also cover bi-ithnillahi ta'ala in this lesson that sometimes we find that the jawab of the shart, it takes a fa. It takes a fa. We learned two examples in our previous lesson. Example, إذا رأيت خالدا فاسأله عن الكتاب. When you see خالد فاسأله عن الكتاب. Then ask him about the book. إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة. So we've added a fa in the jawab of shart for both of these sentences. And so there's certain circumstances when we add this fa, inshallah, as we will discuss بإذن الله تعالى. So if the fa is added, then the mudari' after it will not be majzoom. We will learn that. If the fa is added, then the mudari', the verb after it, will not be majzoom. Rather, we would say it is fi mahalli jazm. It will be in the state of being majzoom, but not a clear sense of majzoom. We will also learn bi-ithnillahi ta'ala about the kam al-ikhbariya. Kam al-ikhbariya. We learnt about kam kitaban indaka, how many books do you have? Kam qalaman indaka, how many pens do you have? Another usage of kam is such, kam kitabin indaka. Kam kitabin indaka. But here we're not asking a question. Kam kitabin indaka is like, how many books you have? With an exclamation mark. You are like amazed. How many books this person has. Kam kitabin indaka. Try it. So, kam kitabin indaka. You can also say, kam kutubin indaka. Plural. Kam kutubin indaka. Kam kutubin indaka. You can also say, kam min kitabin indaka. So, you could have kitabin, singular form. Kutubin, plural. Or you could also bring in the min. Kam min kitabin indaka. Kam min kitabin indaka. And all of them mean, how many books you have. I'm amazed that you have so many books. Excellent. Another example would be, kam najmin fissama'. Kam najmin fissama'i. We find in the Noble Quran, kam min fi'atin. So there's the min being added. Kam min fi'atin qalilatin. غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How many a small party has vanquished a major army with the permission of Allah subhanahu, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excellent. So that kam istifhamiyya, the kam of istifhamiyya, the kam of the question. Kam qalaman indaka. Qalaman is mansub and it's singular. And this is a question. Kam qalaman indaka. That we learned, mashallah, in book one. What we're learning now is, kam qalamin indaka. Kam aqlamin indaka. Kam min qalamin indaka. Jameel. We'll learn about hatta. Hatta means till or so that. Unzur. Or rather, intazir hatta albasa. Wait until I dress. Intazir hatta albasa. Albasa is mansoob. It comes after the hatta. It's like hatta an. دخلت حتى لا أشغلك. دخلت حتى لا أشغلك. I entered so that I will not disturb you. I entered quietly so that I would not disturb you. دخلت حتى لا أشغلك. لا أشغلك. أشغلا is منصوب because of حتى. We learn about هاء. Ha'a means it means take. It's like an order. It is an order. Ha'a al-kitaba ya aliyyu. Ha'a al-kitaba ya aliyyu means khudh. It means take. Take the book, O Ali. Ha'a al-kitaba ya aliyyu. Ha'a al-kitaba ya aliyyu. Jameel. Then there's also the diminutive form. We learnt in book 2 a few, and there's a few more. Example, on the scale of fu'ilun, fu'ilun, jubailun, jubailun is a small mountain, jabalun, jubailun, jabalun a mountain, jubailun a small mountain, fu'ilun, fu'ilun is the scale, we have a dirhamun, and we have a small dirham called durayhim, durayhim, dirham, and durayhimun, 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 small dirham. Then the scale of fu'ayilun, fu'ayilun, fu'ayilun. An example, funayji, funayjijun, funayjijun. This is a finjanun, finjanun, and a small teacup would be funayjijun, funayjijun, funayjijun. Excellent, walhamdulillah. Then we'll also cover in this lesson, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, lesson number 15. It's a very, very long lesson, subhanallah. We will only cover half, nisf in this majlis. We will learn about yakunu and its majzoom form. Majzoom form would be yakun, takun, akun, and nakun. Yakun, takun, akun, and nakun. And when we find these majzoom forms, you can also drop the noon. So it could be yaku, and taku, and aku, and naku. Example, walam أَكُ بَغِيَّ in the Noble Qur'an. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ and I was not from amongst those who would transgress. وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. And then also we find in the Noble Qur'an, لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ, that they were not from those who would pray. So we will cover that bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. We'll go through the examples, insha'Allah, more detail. Last one, layla nahara, sabaha masa'a. These are two nouns that come together, but when they come together, they are like one word and they are mabni. Layla nahara means night and day. Sabaha masa'a, day, morning and evening. A'malu layla nahara, I work day and night. نعبد الله صباحا مساء. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Let us begin with the passage بإذن الله تعالى, and we will cover these discussions إن شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المدرس, the teacher. ما الفرق بين المدرس ومدرس؟ What's the difference between al-mudarrisu and mudarrisun? Al-mudarrisu with the alif and lam, this is specified, this means the teacher. And mudarrisun means a teacher. Ya yasiru, ya yasiru, o yasir. Innaka ghibta usbu'aini kamilaini. Innaka ghibta. You've been absent. Indeed, you've been absent. Usbu'aini kamilaini. 2 complete weeks. 2 weeks, kamilain, 2 full weeks. Allahumusta'an. Man ghaba khaba. وَأَخَذَ نَصِيبَهُ أَصْحَابَهُ, as the Arabs say, the one who is absent, he lost out, and his share has been taken by his colleagues. إِن تَغِبْ بَعْدَ هَذَا تُفْصَلْ. Excellent. إِن, if, إِن. إِن تَغِبْ, so you can see تَغِبْ, تَغِبْ, if you are absent. This verb, it is مَجْزُوم. It is sukunified because of the إِن. إِن تَغِبْ, إِن تَغِبْ, if you are absent. That's our شرط. Then what? بَعْدَ هَذَا تُفْصَلْ, after this. تُفْصَلْ is our جواب of شرط. تُفْصَلْ, you will be expelled. إِن تَغِبْ بَعْدَ هَذَا تُفْصَلْ, you will be expelled. شايد؟ فَإِنَّ اللَّائِحَةَ تَنُصُّ عَلَى, for indeed, فَإِنَّ اللَّائِحَةَ, for indeed, the لائحة, لائحة, meaning like the rules, the regulations. تَنُصُّ clearly states, it is explicitly stated in the rules document, عَلَى أَنَّهُ, that the person who, مَنْ يَغِبْ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ أُسْبُوعِينِ, the one who stays absent more than 2 weeks, يُطْوَى قَيْدُهُ, يُطْوَى means to fold, here technically it means to terminate, يُطْوَى قَيْدُهُ, his enrollment, him being a student at this institute, at this school, then this year will be terminated. One more time. فَإِنَّ اللَّائِحَةَ, لَائِحَةَ تَنُسُّ عَلَى أَنَّهُ مَنْ يَغِبْ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ أُسْبُعِينِ يُطْوَى قَيْدُهُ. Whoever's absent for more than 2 weeks, then his enrollment is terminated. Allahu musta'an. Yasirun says, take note, the name is Yasirun. But if you put a Ya before, it becomes Ya Yasiru. Ya Yasiru. Bilalun. Ya Bilalu. Excellent. Lan aghiba ba'da hadha insha'Allah. What does he say? Lan aghiba. I will not be absent for the future. Lan aghiba. Lan aghiba. Aghiba is mansub because of lan. Lan aghiba ba'da hadha. I will not be absent after this, insha'Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. The mudarris says, كَمْ مَرَّةٍ, this is the كَمْ of, خَبَرِيَّة, or the كَمْ الْإِخْبَارِيَّة. كَمْ مَرَّةٍ قُلْتَ لِي هَكَذَا, كَمْ مَرَّةٍ قُلْتَ لِي هَكَذَا, how many times have you said this similar to me? So the teacher is like, how many times have you said this to me? Allahumma musta'an. This is not a question. كَمْ مَرَّةٍ قُلْتَ لِي هَكَذَا, how many times you've said this to me? You've said to me, هَكَذَا, like this, these statements. I will not be absent, I will not be absent. So many times he said that. مَا كُنْتُ أَغِيبُ إِلَّا بِعُذْرٍ, مَا كُنْتُ أَغِيبُ إِلَّا بِعُذْرٍ, I don't stay absent except due to an excuse. مَا كُنْتُ, I would not, أَغِيبُ, be absent, إِلَّا بِعُذْرٍ, except بِعُذْر. عُذْر is an excuse. أَهْلُ الْأَعْذَارِ, people who have excuses. مَهْمَا يَكُنْ الْعُذْرُ, مَهْمَا يَكُنْ الْعُذْرُ, no matter what, whatever be the excuse. مَهْمَا يَكُنْ الْعُذْرُ, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ بَعْدَ الْآنَ, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ بَعْدَ الْآنَ, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ بَعْدَ الْآنَ, مَهْمَا يَكُنْ الْعُذْرُ, no matter what the excuse is, مَهْمَا, whatever, no matter, يَكُنْ would be, الْعُذْرُ, the excuse, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ, will not be accepted, will not be مَقْبُول, بَعْدَ الْآنَ, after this. يَدْخُلُ النُّعْمَانُ, who enters? Nu'man enters. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, his name was Nu'man ibn Thabit. Nu'man ibn Thabit. So the brother Nu'man, he enters. His name is Nu'man. Man jaa mutaakhiran fala yadkhul hatta yasta'dhina. Whoever came late, fala yadkhul, should not enter, hatta yasta'dhin, until they get permission. من جاء متأخرا, whoever came late. من جاء متأخرا, whoever came late. فلا يدخل, then cannot enter. حتى يستأذن, until they seek permission. النعمان then says, أنا آسف, I am sorry, I am sorry. رأيتك مشغولا, I saw that you were busy, I saw that you were مشغول, you were busy, O teacher. فدخلت حتى لا أشغلك, and so I entered so that I would not disturb you. So brother Nu'man came in late, and he just entered without asking the teacher's permission to enter. Teacher says, من جاء متأخرا فلا يدخل حتى يستأذن. Whoever comes in late must not enter until they seek permission. He says, أنا آسفٌ, I am sorry, O teacher. And so, آسفٌ means I am sorry. And so technically you find some brothers, their name's Asif. What's your name, brother? My name is Asif. Asif means I am sorry. I am sorry. You travel to any of the Arab lands and somebody asks you, what's your name? And you say, my name is Asif. They will say, why? Why are you sorry? What are you sorry about? What are you sorry about? Allahu musta'an, right? I remember our teacher, when we were doing our hifz, there was a student whose name was Asif. But the teacher would call him Abdullah. Would say, no, I'm not going to call you Asif. I'm sorry for what? You bump into somebody, you hurt somebody, you say Asif. But your name, inshallah, is Abdullah. You are a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nu'man says, Ana asifun, I am sorry, I apologize. Ra'aytuka mashghulan, I saw that you were busy. Fadakhaltu hatta la ashghalaka, I entered so that I would not disturb you. Yadkhulu al-muraqibu wa yusallimu, the one in charge of attendance, the inspector, he enters and he gives salam. Al-muraqibu ha'um إعلاناً مهماً, هاؤم إعلاناً مهماً. All of you, take this important notice. هاؤم, take. It means خذ. هاء الكتاب يا علي, take the book, O علي. هاؤم, all of you take. هاؤم إعلاناً مهماً, take this important notice. إعلاناً, إعلان meaning notice. مهماً, important. هذه خمسة كتيبات مفيدة تحوي قصصا إسلامية. These are five small books which are beneficial and they contain Islamic stories. هذه خمسة كتيبات. These are five small books. كتيباتٍ, so it's the diminutive form. كتيباتٍ, كتيبٌ, كتيب, كتيب, جيد, فعيل, كتيب. مفيدةٍ, beneficial, there's فائدة in it. تحوي قصصاً إسلاميةً, they contain قصص, قصص stories, Islamic stories. فمن يقرأها ويجب عن الأسئلة الواردة في آخرها فله جائزة. Whoever reads it and answers the questions at the end of it, for that person will be a prize. فمن يقرأها, there's a condition. فمن يقرأها مجزوم. فمن يقرأها ويجب and answers. عن الأسئلة الواردة, answers the questions surrounding it, related to it. في آخرها, at the end. فله جائزة, for this person will be a prize. A جائزة, يوم الجزاء, the day of resurrection, the hereafter, etc. You will get your جزاء بإذن الله تعالى, for all the good that you did, inshallah, you will get your جزاء, walhamdulillah. فمن أراد أن يشترك في هذه المسابقة, so whoever wants to participate in this competition, فليسجل اسمه عندي, let him make تسجيل of his name with me, let him record his name with me. فمن أراد أن يشترك في هذه المسابقة, whoever wants to participate in this competition, فليسجل اسمه, then let him record his name عندي with me. Ibrahim says, يا شيخ لا نجدك في مكتبك في كثير من الأحيان. We don't find you in your office many a times. لا نجدك, لا نجدك, we do not find you. في مكتبك, in your office. في كثير من الأحيان, في كثير, in many, أحيان, many times. We don't find you in your office many of the times. The teacher says then, or rather the muraqib says, so this student says to the muraqib, says to the inspector, the one in charge of the register, إِن لَمْ تَجِدُونِي, if you do not find me, فِي مَكْتَبِي, in my office, فَسَتَجِدُونَنِي, then you will find me, فِي مَكْتَبِ الْمُدِيرِ, in the principal's office. إِن لَمْ تَجِدُونِي, if you do not find me, في مكتبي, in my office, فستجدونني, then you will find me. See, we added the fa. فستجدونني في مكتبي المديري, then you will find me in the principal's office. يا فضيلة الشيخ, إن عبد الله في مكتبي. إن عبد الله في مكتبي. Abdullah is in my office. إن اعتذر إليك فهل تسمح له بالدخول؟ If he apologizes to you, if he seeks permission from you, إن اعتذر, if he apologizes to you, then will you allow him to enter? So, obviously, this Abdullah has done something, and so the inspector has kept him in his office. إن عبد الله في مكتبي. إن اعتذر إليك, if he apologizes to you, فَهَلْ تَسْمَحُ, then will you permit, لَهُ بِالدُّخُولِ, will you permit him to enter, into the classroom meeting? Then the teacher says, نَعَمْ يُسَلِّمُ الْمُرَاقِبُ وَيَخْرُجُ. The inspector makes salam, and then he leaves. يَا أَحْمَدُ اِقْرَأَ الْآيَةَ الْوَارِدَ فِي الدَّرْسِ. اِقْرَأَ الْآيَةَ الْوَارِدَةَ فِي الدَّرْسِ. اِقْرَأَ الْآيَةَ الواردة في الدرس. If we join it, اقرأ الآية الواردة في الدرس. Read the verse mentioned in the lesson. بعد الاستعاذة والبسملة. After أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So after استعاذة, استعاذة is to say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And basmala, yo, bismillahi rahmani rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, in tansurullaha yansurukum. If you assist Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yansurukum, then He will grant you victory. In tansurullaha, there's a condition. In tansuru Allaha, if you assist Allah, yansurukum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you and grant you victory. وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ, and He will make firm your feet, will grant you firmness, subhanallah. يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. Then Ibrahim says, لِمَاذَا جُزِمَتْ الْأَفْعَالُ الْوَارِدَةِ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ يَا فَضِيلَةَ الشَّيْخِ. لِمَاذَا جُزِمَتْ, لِمَاذَا جُزِمَتْ, why is there a jazm, why is it sukunified? In tansuru, tansuru, and then yansur, yansurkum, yansurkum, both of them are majzoom. In tansuru is majzoom, and yansurkum is also majzoom. Why are they majzoom? لِمَاذَا جُزِمَتْ الْأَفْعَالُ الْوَارِدَةُ الْأَفْعَالُ الْوَارِدَةُ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ يَا فَضِيلَةَ الشَّيْخِ. The teacher says, إِنْ أَدَاتُ شَرْطٍ تجزم فعليني. This in, it is one of those words of the condition, and it makes sukunified, makes majzoom, two verbs. Example, in تجتهد تنجح, if you study, you will pass. In تذهب إلى السوق أذهب معك. In تذهب, if you go to the marketplace, أذهب معك, I will go with you. So look, there's تذهب, which has been sukunified, and there's also أذهب, both of them are مجزوم. إن تذهب إلى السوق أذهب معك. جميل. If you go to the marketplace, then I will go with you. ويسمى الأول فعل الشرط, and the first one is called the verb of the شرط. والآخر جواب الشرط, and the second the answer of the shart, the jawab of the shart. وفي الآية الكريمة فعل الشرط تنصروا. So the first one, the fi'l of sharti in tansuru. Tansuru is majzum. And its jawab is yansur. Yansur. In tansurullaha, yansurkum. Yansurkum is the jawab of shart. Wal fi'l yuthabbit ma'tuf ala yansur. And wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. And yuthabbit is also majzum because it is linked to the yansur which came before it. جميل 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 أرجو أن تكونوا قد فهمتم. I hope that you people understand. أتستطيع أن تذكر آية أخرى. Are you able to mention another verse? تحوي إن يا ياسر, that contains إن أو ياسر. نعم بعون الله. Yes, with the permission of Allah, with the help of Allah, I can do that, ياسر says. قال تعالى وَإِن تَعُودُوا نَعُدْ وَإِن تَعُودُوا نَعُدْ وَإِن تَعُودُوا نَعُدْ. And if you people return, then we will return. وَإِن تَعُودُوا نَعُدْ. أَحْسَنْتَ. Well done. أَيُمْكِنُكَ أَن تَذْكُرَ آيَةً أُخْرَى يَا نُعْمَانُ. Are you able to mention another verse, O Nu'man? نَعَمْ بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ. Yes, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي, and if you do not forgive me, وَتَرْحَمْنِي, and have mercy upon me, أَكُنْ, I will be مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, I will be from amongst the losers. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَإِلَّا وَإِنْ. So technically, إِلَّا is made up of وَإِنْ لا تغفر لي وإن لا تغفر لي وترحمني أكون من الخاسرين. ما شاء الله. إلا هنا أصلها إن ولام النافية. So there's إن and there's also the لام of نافية. جيد. لام of نافية, negation. أثمة أدوات أخرى. Are there other examples of this? تجزم فعلين يا أستاذ. Other type of words which also do the same, that they make مجزوم two verbs. نعم. إن حرف. إن is one of those. وهناك عشرة أسماء تجزم فعلين. And there's 10 others. 10 other nouns that also do the same. أهمها. The most important of them are من. Example. Man means here, whoever. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. And whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, whoever does, مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. And مِثْقَال is like a small tiny amount. مِثْقَال means the weight. مِثْقَال is a weight. Weight of a ذَرَّة. Whoever does the weight of an atom, خَيْرًا يَرَهُ, of good will see it. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. يَرَى is our مجزوم, our جواب of شرط. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, يَعْمَلْ is our first verb. مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. يَرَهُ, يَرَهُ, يَرَهُ is our جواب of شرط. مجزوم بحذف حرف of إلا. بحذف harf of illa. It's got a weak letter there, and so we drop the weak letter, and it is majzum. Then there's the ma, whatever. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا, and whatever you do, مِنْ خَيْرٍ, of good, يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ, then Allah knows it. Whatever you do of good, Allah knows it. So يف وما تفعلوا, تفعلوا is مجزوم, and also يعلم, يعلمه, يعلمه is also مجزوم. Then there's متى. متى تسافر أسافر. متى تسافر أسافر. متى تسافر أسافر. Whenever you travel, I travel. أين, أين تسكن أسكن. Wherever you stay, I stay. وَكَثِيرًا مَا تَلْحَقُهَا مَا الزَّائِدَ. And many a times you have the extra ma, which is added on for emphasis. Example, أَيْنَمَا. So not just أَيْنَ, but rather أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Wherever you are, death will catch up with you. Allahu musta'an. Another example, أَيُّ. Example, أَيَّ مُعْجَمٍ. Whichever dictionary, najid, fil maktabati, nashtarihi. Whichever dictionary we find in the shop, we will buy it. Ayya mu'jamin najid fil maktabati, nashtarihi. Then this mahma taqul, nusaddiqka. No matter what you say, we will believe you. مهما تقول, whatever you say, نصدقك, we will believe you. افهموا هذا الدرس جيدا, understand this lesson well. فمن فهم هذا الدرس فقد فهم دروسا كثيرة. Whoever understands this lesson, then he has understood many lessons. لدرس إضافي هذا المساء. I have an extra lesson this evening. فمن أراد أن يستفيد, whoever wants to benefit, فليحضر, then let him attend. ومن لم يحضر فليس بملوم, and whoever does not attend, there's no blame upon him. كلنا سيحضر إن شاء الله, we will all attend إن شاء الله. كلنا سيحضر إن شاء الله. متى تأتون, when will you people come? متى تأتي نأتي, whenever you come we will come. سآتي الساعة الرابعة إن شاء الله, I will come at 4 o'clock. في أي فصل نجلس, in which classroom will we sit? أي فصل نجد خاليا نجلس فيه, whichever classroom we find empty, then we will sit in it. والحمد لله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we hope that you are with us. Lesson 15, Walhamdulillah. No doubt it's a long lesson, but a simple lesson, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Allah makes it easy for whomsoever makes the effort, insha'Allah. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya. Answer the following questions. Man alladhi ghaba usbu'ini? Who's the one who's been absent for 2 weeks? Huwa yasirun. Huwa yasirun. Answer, huwa yasirun. Number 2. Man alladhi jaa mutaakhiran? Who's the one who came late? Wa madha qala lahu al-mudarrisu? What did the teacher say to him? Huwa Nu'manu. Nu'man is the one who came late. Huwa an-Nu'manu. Huwa Nu'manu. Nu'manu. Nu'manu is a diptote. Nu'manu is a diptote. So we do not say Nu'manun. No, there's no Nu'manun. Rather it is Nu'manu. 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 What did the teacher say to him? من جاء متأخرا فلا يدخل حتى يستأذن. من جاء متأخرا فلا يدخل حتى يستأذن. Whoever comes late, let him not enter until they seek permission. من جاء متأخرا فلا يدخل حتى يستأذن, until they seek permission. Number 3. في أي ساعة يأتي المدرس للدرس الإضافي? What time will the teacher come for that extra lesson? يأتي في الساعة الرابعة. يأتي في الساعة الرابعة. He will come at 4 o'clock. والحمد لله. يكون الشرط والجواب. ما شاء الله. Then they summarize for us many things there. بإذن الله تعالى. That's very very important. والحمد لله. They say with regards to the جواب of شرط. يكون الشرط والجواب. The شرط and the جواب. إما مضارعين. The شرط verb and the jawab shart verb, either they both can be fi'l mudari', present slash future tense verbs. Wa in ta'udu na'ud, wa in ta'udu na'ud, both of them are mudari', or they can both be past tense verbs. Wa in 'udtum 'udna, wa in 'udtum 'udna, or imma madiyan fa mudari'an, One of them is past tense and one of them is mudari'. من كان يريد حرث الآخرة. من كان. كان past tense. من كان يريد حرث الآخرة. نزد. نزد له في حرثه. نزد is a فعل مضارع. So we got a ماضي and a فعل مضارع. Then last one. Maybe that the shart is in the present tense and the jawab is past tense. So all of them, we have all the options. Example. من يقوم ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له. من يقوم فعل مضارع. من يقوم يقوم يقوم. Whoever stands ليلة القدر, the night of ليلة القدر, with إيمان واحتسابا and hoping from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, غفر له, then this person will be forgiven. So غفر is a past tense and يقوم is a present tense. So you can have this when it comes to the shart and the jawab of the shart. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Exercise. في كل فقرة مما يأتي جملتان. So there are two sentences here. اجعل فعل الأولى شرطا. Make the first one into a shart and the verb of the second into its jawab, inshallah. تنصرني أنصرك. تنصرني أنصرك. تنصرني أنصرك. Try it. Let's see what we can do with that. إن تنصرني. إن تنصرني أنصرك. إن تنصرني أنصرك. إن تنصرني أنصرك. جميل. Both of them are مجزوم. Next one. نعمل صالحا ندخل الجنة. نعمل صالحا ندخل الجنة. Change it. إن نعمل. إن نعمل صالحا ندخل الجنة. So we made مجزوم نعمل and ندخل. إن نعمل صالحا ندخل الجنة. If we say it fast, إن نعمل صالحا ندخل الجنة. Excellent. Number three. تأكل طعاما فاسدا تمرض. إن تأكل طعاما فاسدا. If you eat bad food, food that's gone off, rotten food, تمرض. تمرض. Then you will get sick. إن تأكل طعاما فاسدا تمرض. Excellent. Number four. لا تجتهد. لا تجتهد ترسب. إن لا تجتهد ترسب. إلا تجتهد. إلا تجتهد ترسب. If you do not study and prepare, then you will fail. إن لا. So إلا. إن and لا becomes إلا. إلا تجتهد ترسب. Number five. تسافرين أسافر. تسافرين أسافر. إن تسافري. Speaking to a female. إن تسافري أسافر. إن تسافري أسافر. If you travel, I will travel. إن تسافري أسافر. So from تسافرين, أنت تسافرين, we drop the noon. That's how we make it مجزوم. إن تسافري أسافر. Number six. نعم. Let's read the sentence. تنام مبكرا. تستيقظ مبكرا. Sleep early, wake up early. إن تنم. إن تنم. إن تنم مبكرا. تستيقظ مبكرا. إن تنم مبكرا. تستيقظ مبكرا. إن تنم مبكرا تستيقظ مبكرا. Excellent, excellent, ما شاء الله. Number seven. تكتبون إلي. تكتبون إلي. You people writing to me. أكتب إليكم. I write to you people. إن تكتبوا إلي. إن تكتبوا إلي, we drop the noon to make it مجزوم. إن تكتبوا إلي أكتب إليكم. 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 Number 8, تغيب كثيرا, absent a lot. تفوتك الدرس, you'll miss the lesson. So number 8, إن تغيب كثيرا, إن تغيب كثيرا, تفوتك الدروس, تفوتك الدروس, تفوتك الدروس, إن تغيب كثيرا, تفوتك الدروس, إن تغيب كثيرا, تفوتك الدروس. If you stay absent a lot, you miss out the lessons. Number 9, تبيع سيارتك, أشتريها. تبيع سيارتك, you sell your car, أشتريها, I buy it. إن تبيع سيارتك, إن تبيع سيارتك, إن تبيع سيارتك, أشتريها, 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 أشتريها. Excellent. Number 10, تبقيان في مكة, remain in مكة, أبقى معكما, I remain with both of you. تبقياني في مكة, both of you remain in مكة, I remain with you both. So that's number 10. إن تبقيا, إن تبقيا في مكة, إن تبقيا في مكة, أبقى معكما. إن تبقيا في مكة, أبقى معكما, أبقى معكما. إن تبقيا في مكة, إن تبقيا في مكة, أبقى معكما, أبقى معكما. إن تبقيا في مكة, أبقى معكما. Number 11, لا أكتب أنسى. إلا أكتب, if I don't write, إلا أكتب أنسى, إلا أكتب أنسى, إلا أكتب أنسى. If I do not write, I will forget. Number 12, تصوم غدا أصوم. إن تصوم غدا أصوم. إن تصوم غدا أصوم. إن تصوم غدا أصوم. If you fast tomorrow, I will fast. Number 13, إن تقول الحق, تقول الحق. Number 13, تقول الحق, you say the truth. تنجو, you will be safe. You will be successful, you will be safe. إن تقل الحق تنجو. إن تقل الحق تنجو. إن تقل الحق تنجو. إن تقل الحق تنجو. And the last one, تزورني, you visit me, أزورك, I visit you. إن تزورني أزورك, إن تزورني أزورك, إن تزورني أزورك, إن تزورني أزورك. If you visit me, I will visit you. والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. جميل جميل يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. It seems that time is against us. الله مستعان, سبحان الله. Time has flown in this majlis. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We will go through a prophetic maxim and then we will end off this majlis and we will continue exercise number 15 in our next dars, in our next majlis, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding of the Arabic language. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha' wa min nafsin la tashba' wa min du'a'in la yusma'. We ask Allah's protection from knowledge which does not benefit, from a body which is not satisfied, from a nafs which is not satisfied, from a belly which is not full, and from a dua which is not accepted. We seek Allah's protection from those matters. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states, لا يأتي على الناس زمان إلا والذي بعده شر من, that there does not come upon the people a time except that the one which comes after it, the time which comes after it, will be worse than the previous, will be worse than the time before it. That the times to come are worse than the current times. Allahumma musta'an. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari. But does this hadith then mean we should not be positive, we should not work, we should not make an effort, etc.? What's the point? Things are only going to get worse, etc. Ala kulli hal, the ulama of al-Islam, they have discussed this hadith at great length, and they have stated that this is not a general rule with regards to all times and all places. That some places and sometimes, yes, things get worse. And for example, sometimes it's not necessarily the same. Example, look at Umar ibn Abdulaziz, that famous, some call him the fifth of the Khulafa ar-Rashidin, that his time was a fantastic, good time, walhamdulillah. They will come towards the end of time, Isa alayhi salam, who will return, Imam Mahdi, etc., will make his appearance. So, ala kulli hal, the bottom line is that we need to make our effort, we need to work. Or some have said, well, what this means is that those who are closest to the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a purer time and there was a better time. And we can definitely agree with that. The Sahaba, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, them being with him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, learning from him directly, etc. How can any generation after that compare to that which occurred during the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? That was the khair al-qurun. Those were the best of generations, the best of generations. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, myself and yourself, we need to do whatever we have to do, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked from us. And no doubt times will be difficult. It will be difficult. There will come a time that holding on to the deen would be like somebody holding on to hot coals. Allahu musta'an. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the people to come, the times of fitna and fasad, etc., they will get the reward of 50 of the sahaba. Maybe we are living in that time. Maybe we are living in that time. That maybe we get the reward of 50 of the sahaba, subhanallah. They had people who were there helping and assisting and encouraging us, encouraging them. They were with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They listened to his Quran recitation, etc., etc. We have fitna and fasad left, right and center. And for somebody to still be upon the correct path and the right path, for him not to lie, not to cheat, not to give in, not to commit zina, etc., is very, very difficult. It's a major jihad, subhanallah. For this person to stay away from all of those matters, for this person to not give in to his desires, for this person to be upon tawheed, for this person to be upon the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is not an easy thing in this day and age. But if he persists and he sticks to it, then alhamdulillah, this person will get the reward of 50 of the sahaba. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the reward of 50 of the sahaba. Until we meet again, ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, remember, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character, your behavior, your manners is also supposed to be above average. Remember us in your du'as as we remember you. Barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ila al-liqa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.